AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. European leaders meeting in Brussels will examine a plan to save lives in the Mediterranean, where hundreds of migrants are missing and fear drowned in recent days. Malta resident Giovanni Barbara Sant attended a candlelight vigil on the beach in honor of the Libyan migrants who perished when the boat they were on capsized.
We came over here to, as a sign of solidarity, as a sign of respect towards the people who have lost their lives at sea.
Another night of protests in Baltimore over the death of Freddie Gray while in police custody.
It's my prayer in Baltimore that the lawmakers would not judge us by the color of our skin, but by the contents of our character. We deserve to have peace and freedom.
Six officers involved in the arrest have been suspended with pay. The AP's Jerry Boatlander reports the Senate holds a confirmation vote today on the president's choice to succeed Eric Holder as attorney general.
Loretta Lynch has enough votes to be confirmed, though it could be by the smallest margin ever for an attorney general. All 46 Democrats and independents and at least five Republicans will vote for her confirmation, but most Republicans will vote no because she supports the president's executive action on immigration.
Dr. Oz will defend himself on his TV show today against doctors who are trying to get him removed from a faculty position at Columbia University.
No matter our disagreements, freedom of speech is the most fundamental right we have as Americans. And these 10 doctors are trying to silence that right.
The group suggested last week that Oz promotes quack treatments of weight loss supplements. Former CIA Director David Petraeus is being sentenced in federal court in Charlotte, North Carolina today for sharing military secrets with his biographer, with whom he was having an affair. This is AP Radio News. A top congressional lawmaker says officials were tracking a Florida postal carrier as he steered his gyrocopter from Pennsylvania to the U.S. Capitol last week.
Doug Hughes flew 30 miles in restricted airspace as top government security agencies tracked him, afraid to shoot him down and risk harming tourists on the National Mall. The information comes from the Secret Service and Capitol Police, who on Wednesday briefed top House members behind closed doors. The chairman of the House Oversight Committee says Hughes is lucky to be alive and should have been blown out of the air. Another lawmaker says the stunt is a wake-up call. Violet Ekonomova, Washington.
Apple says some customers will be getting the new Apple Watch sooner than expected. Many who ordered the new smartwatch online earlier this month were told delivery could take a month or longer, although Apple has promised to begin deliveries Friday to those who were among the first to place orders. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.